Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth lives in Croton on Hudson in New York and is retired from active ministry. Her reflection is entitled, Hold Fast to Hope.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, God is not unjust to us to overlook your work and the love you have demonstrated for God's name by having served and continuing to serve the holy ones. We earnestly desire each of you to demonstrate the same eagerness for the fulfillment of hope until the end, so that you may not become sluggish, but imitators of those who, through faith and patience, are inheriting the promises. When God made the promise to Abraham, since God had no one greater by whom to swear, swore by God's self and said, I will indeed bless you and multiply you. And so, after patient waiting, Abraham obtained the promise. Now people swear by someone greater than themselves. For them, an oath serves as a guarantee and puts an end to all argument. So when God wanted to give the heirs of the promise an even clearer demonstration of the immutability of the purpose, God intervened with an oath so that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge might be strongly encouraged to hold fast to the hope that lies before us. This we have as an anchor of the soul, sure and firm, which reaches into the interior behind the veil, where Jesus has entered on our behalf as forerunner, becoming high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord. We hear in this portion of the letter to the Hebrews a kind of pep talk to the community, an exhortation to take hold of all that is foundational to their life in Christ, to not lose their firm grip on all that they know of God's word. The challenge to grow up in Christ just preceded this passage. We may need that pep talk too. In a dark time like ours, a darkness that permeates so many aspects of our lives, personal, political, social, environmental, economic, even ecclesiastical. In such a world, our spirits may indeed sag. We may be inclined toward the same sluggishness against which the Hebrews are warned. Depression often presents itself this way. What word of encouragement do we hear in the Scriptures? To what are our souls directed, as were the first receivers of this letter? Basically, we are admonished to keep hope alive. We are reminded that this hope is an anchor of the soul, sure and firm. The author beautifully weaves this admonition within well-founded assurances that we are never alone in our effort. God's attentiveness to us, God's presence to us, God's promises to us stand steadfast and trustworthy. God knows of our service to others. Just match that devotion, that zeal, we're told, with perseverance. Eagerness for the fulfillment of hope until the end. Further, be imitators of those who, through faith and patience, are inheriting the promises. To make the assurance doubly sure, God confirms the promise with an oath, as in the case of Abraham. Faith, love, and hope, they belong together, a trinity of gifts, to be practiced with enthusiasm. And we know how hard that can be. We know how much we need each other when that enthusiasm is waning. Now, sometimes, in order to practice hope in particular, we must cling to one another to bolster each other at the most trying times. Surely, the God who in Christ Jesus expects us to join him in the heavenly sanctuary beyond the veil, our forerunner there, according to Hebrews, that God stands with us in the darkness. Our ancestors in the faith experienced it. Have not we also? Ultimately, what we're really hoping in is the message of chapter 1 of John's Gospel. What came to be through him was life, and the life was light, and the darkness has not overcome it. What a promise! May it move us to pray the gospel acclamation for today. May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that we may know what is the hope that belongs to our call. Amen.